The sun seemed to shoot up in the sky, and its heat poured out on us as if a door had been opened from a furnace. We stood still there, motionless, staring out intently. There was nothing to do but stand and wait and watch. I kept telling myself that somewhere out in the green into which I was straining my eyes was the great striped beast we had hunted so long, sleeping, or perhaps padding about on stealthy feet, staring through the jungle at us. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Our friends, the kings, had got their tiger at 9:15, so I had decided that 9 would be our lucky hour, but 9 o'clock passed with nothing happening. Then I remembered a story I had heard about a tiger that had been seen at 11 o'clock, and I set 11 as the time at which things would happen. The minutes passed with unbelievable slowness. The sun burned hotter and hotter. We would not stir. One of us could have rested while the other watched, but we were too excited for that. Our nerves were tense. 11 o'clock. Nothing happened. Then 12. The sun was high overhead. I felt burning up. The blood throbbed in my temples. I thought of the nights on an African mountain when we had stood on guard against plundering elephants, shivering with cold on the wind-swept heights, and I wondered why I had ever objected to cold and wind.